Moncrief on News Talk.
In another sign that Homo sapiens are doomed, an AI-controlled robot has been programmed to play table tennis. It learns as it goes and has already given a number of elite players a tough game. It's even beaten some of them. David McNally is CEO of Table Tennis Ireland. Good afternoon, David.
Afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having us on.
Are you extremely worried?
Not really, no. It's worried. I wouldn't be worried, but it's certainly exciting. It certainly tells a story about just how sophisticated table tennis is as a game. I think there's probably a lot of, you know, in due course when it's cost-effective, affordable and commercially available to have something like that in your clubs to use as training aids. I see a future in that way, but I wouldn't be overly worried about it, but excited nonetheless about the possible advantages of being able to play against something like that.
Yeah, because, well, from what I've read about it, and it has something like 9 cameras, it can probably see more than a human player, so it has an unfair advantage in a way.
It does, a distinct advantage, multiple eyes, no legs. It can move in ways that a human can't, in terms of recovery. You know, biomechanically, we can only move in certain ways. It can move and swivel and pivot on its base that human can't. But so it has that advantage. But nonetheless, being able to do that, I can see it being, from an elite point of view, players testing themselves against this, learning from it. I mean, the article we were looking at says that one competitor in Japan thought that they could learn from the AI robot playing a shot that they didn't think was possible. So, you know, there's probably good learnings there as well for people who are at the top of their game. But equally, I see this being, you know, in terms of giving programming something to give a variety of different playing styles, a variety of different trajectories and ways of moving against our top-end competitors, they, again, as a training aid, could be very, very useful, because if you're training against the same people all the time, you're not seeing a variety of different styles. And table tennis has huge variety of styles throughout the world. You know, 30 million people play table tennis globally, so it's huge.
Yeah. Has table tennis over the years just got faster and faster and faster?
I think it probably has. I mean, people are getting fitter. Their reaction time, sports science, technology around the bat is changing all the time and has developed over the years, like an athletics track has or a pair of trainers has. You know, there's always moves forward which make things, quicker reaction, the way the ball travels off the bat, depending on the types of rubbers you use, is changing, and people change them from game to game and tournament to tournament. So it's very hard sometimes to read what's going on. But yeah, I think people are getting fitter, their training programs are getting better, reaction times are getting better. So yes, it is improving and getting faster, I would say.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be worried that even if people were using these robots as a training tool, that the training tool is just too good for everyone. So, you know, your human competitors are just going, look, I can't even return a serve to this thing. So what's the point?
it could happen. But I mean, at the end of the day, it could be that. But then people like to challenge themselves. So I can see the challenge there for certain people. And it could become a challenge in itself. I mean, we play table tennis, can be played on esports with virtual headsets, and that's very, very lifelike, apparently. And it will happen. That will happen. But look, you can't get away from human to human psychology of play, looking into the eyes of your opponent, you know, reading the body language. You know, a machine has no pressure. Pressure builds up in a game. And then there's, you know, whether we're at the top end, there's a social aspect to this game that we're very, very proud of that, you know, is a core part and parcel of what we do and what the game's all about.
David, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was David McNally there, CEO of Table Tennis Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.